In the studios, we are graced by the presence of Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. How you doing?
I'm doing great, although I got to tell you, I'm in here so often with you, I was thinking you were going to give me a special seat, maybe a name tag on the seat or something.
No, I tell you, you are quite up here. We appreciate you coming by because a lot of folks, and it's the biggest question that's going around the state of Arkansas. When is the lottery going to take effect? When are we going to be able to get those lottery tickets? And actually, I have to cross the state line to go get it.
Yeah, I want you to stop going across the state line as soon as possible. We need those funds here. Look, I think we can say that we're going to remain with our forecast that we will be selling lottery tickets before the end of this year in the state of Arkansas. I'm very, very bullish on our forecast that next year we will have the first scholarships for Arkansas students funded by the lottery. Those scholarships are going to have a very simple set of requirements. You need to graduate from an Arkansas high school. You need to have had a 2.5 grade point average. That is midway between a C and a B average. And you need to go to an Arkansas college or university or community college. You do those things, you're going to get a scholarship.
You just mentioned high school student. What about like a homeschool student, maybe even a private school? And we've talked about this too, for people who want to go back into the college life, I guess I'd say go back, but let's just say with the economic conditions like they are at Warrants, that they have to try to find a new career opportunity.
Let's talk about those three groups. So private schools, if they have a 2.5 GPA, those students will be eligible for the scholarships. Also, everybody should realize that the scholarships can be utilized at any Arkansas accredited college or university, public or private. Homeschoolers, they need to achieve a 19 on the ACT or a comparable score on the SAT. And then for the non-traditional students, this is a big focus of mine and of others. We want to make sure that all the adults in Arkansas who don't yet have a bachelor's degree, if they want to go back to a community college, to a college, we're trying to make it as simple as possible for them to utilize these lottery scholarships in order to be able to go back. Now, this was an issue that I didn't get everything I wanted during the legislative session, and I'm going to go back at it again and try to make this program for non-traditional students even simpler than it is. But it's a dramatic improvement over where we were. We believe that we're going to triple the amount of scholarship assistance available to Arkansas students as soon as the lottery is up and running.
That's one of the things you were talking about is trying to streamline all the different type of scholarship programs. There's so many of them, but trying to put it all under one possible umbrella with this lottery program.
Right, and we will not be able to eliminate all 21 other scholarship programs, but I do think there's going to be some streamlining here, and that's a good thing, because as it sits right now, nobody in the state of Arkansas, even the staff at the Arkansas Department of Higher Education, knows the full criterion for all these different scholarships. And of course, in the past, we've had some money sitting around not being utilized because it was simply too complicated for our folks to access the funds. So a key thing that we did was to focus on having these scholarships be simple enough that anyone could understand the criterion. We didn't want it to be based on income limitations. We didn't want it to be based on what course of study the students were going to undertake. We wanted to make it very simple, and I think we succeeded. Either a 2.5 grade point average or a 19 on the ACT, and you're eligible for a scholarship as long as you're going to an Arkansas college or university.
One of the things that folks may hear, college, universities, what about vocational technical schools? Because that's something that may get lost in the mix when you hear just college and university.
Right, and I do want everybody to know this includes all our accredited two-year and four-year institutions. Even for the technical schools, as long as they are schools that have their programs accredited through a two-year or four-year institution, which is virtually everyone, the students will be able to access the scholarships and utilize them in those programs. But for the places that most people recognize as being community colleges in Arkansas, you can take these scholarship dollars to those community colleges and have them work for you.